Okay, very interesting shaila. There was the shaila that Zorbasin gets, and he focuses on here. There's a man named Jay, and Jay sent his children to Jewish schools, and they only ate kosher food. He kept Shabbos in his home, but there was one area he couldn't feel that he could overcome, and that his store was open on Shabbos. Even though his store workers were non-Jews, as were the customers, the store was owned by a Jew, as Jay was, and he received all the profits that took place on Shabbos. He said that he couldn't take off on Shabbos, and when his son got to be a little more frum, what happened was he begged him to close the store on Shabbos, but the son's cries fell on deaf ears. What happened was the son came to ask for Zorbasin if he's permitted to run away from home until his father pledges to close the store on Shabbos. On the one hand, says the Shaila to Jay's son, Rav Zorbasin, such an act would cause his parents a lot of pain and embarrassment, that people would know that he ran away because his parents keep up, his father specifically keeps open the shop on Shabbos. But on the other hand, maybe his father would agree to have his son back in his home. So Zorbasin starts off the tshuva, and he says, it would seem like this tactic, this little chess move would be usur. Why would it be usur? Because we know the Shulchan Aruch tells us, in Yor Adeya Simen, Reish Mem, Halachat Yud Ches, that's also for a person to give any cause of pain to one's father, even if the father is a sinner, even if he's a poshea. And even though he doesn't have to honor a sinful father, you're not allowed to hurt him, right? I mean, and the Zorbasin then quotes the Zohar. The Zohar, very interesting Zohar, which is the basis of a lot of the tshuva here. He writes in the tshuva that the Zohar explains that why was Rachamino in our parsha, why did she merit not to raise her son Binyamin? It's because she caused pain to her father Lavan, even though her intent was to stop him from idol worship, from Avodah Zorah, when she stole the trophim in Perek Laman Aleph, Pasuk Yutes. However, what happened was, even though she tried to do a good thing, she still brought a lot of pain onto her father. So the Yavetz comes along, and the Yavetz asks, why was Rachel punished? The Yavetz asks on Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and the Zohar, why was Rachel punished? We find that the Chizkiyahu HaMelech was praised for dragging, right, the Gemara says in Pesachim, and in Vav Aman Aleph, that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was praised for dragging his wicked father's corpse because he was a chote, he was a sinner. Why was Rachel punished? So Chaim Kanievsky deals with this answer, Rav Zorbasin quotes, and he says maybe the Zohar says that a person has to be, that Rachel Imenu was punished not to see her Binyamin because she caused pain to her father. Maybe the Zohar was relevant specifically in the time before Matan Torah. At that time, honor her parents was much more chumor than any other mitzvah. However, Chizkiyahu lived after the time of the Torah, and then perhaps one could cause the parents pain in order to prevent them from sinning. That's what Chizkiyahu was doing. Chizkiyahu was doing that so other people see how terrible of a sinner Chizkiyahu's father was, and they would be able to stop their own parents too. However, Zorbasin then quotes the Shiur Bracha, who quotes the Zohar as the final halacha, and he says, even in our times, it would seem to be prohibited to give any sort of pain to one's parents. Zorbasin then quotes another answer, maybe to answer the Yavetz question of why Rachel was punished. He says, it could be that maybe Chizkiyahu was dragged, maybe he was dragging his father's corpse to atone for his father's averus. And what was he doing? He was trying to be Mekadesh Hashem's name, showing that the evildoers will be punished. Accordingly, says Rav Zorbasin, one may not cause pain to a parent to prevent them from sin unless it will cause a Kiddush Hashem. Says Rav Zorbasin, maybe we could say, if the pain that you cause your parents will lead to a Kiddush Hashem, then it's okay, maybe, to give them pain. And that's why the Gemara says, Mitzachim, Chizkiyahu did that to his father. Says Rav Zorbasin, maybe the same too in our case. Right? Besides the desecration of Shabbos, maybe you would think it would be a blatant desecration of a Chil Hashem. If the son will run away, you might think that they might look bad in Hashem's name. I think, it says the opposite, it will be the hepech, the opposite. If the son will run away, it will become public knowledge and sanctify Hashem's name, that people will hear that this boy ran out of his house or his parents keep Shabbos Kodesh. And Rav Zorbasin even ends off with the tshuva says that this is exactly what happened. Meaning he got the question, the whole question he got after it happened. Meaning the boy actually did run away. And he told his parents, he told his father, if you don't close your store down on Shabbos L'maisa, I won't come home. And what happened was, the story goes, at the end of the tshuva, that he ran away and he told his father to close up the store else he won't come home. And what happened was, the parents were very in the beginning they were a little disturbed, but then they realized their misactions, they were very proud of him, and they closed the store. But at the end of the day, to give true honor to be Mikadosh Hashem's name, that's what Zorbasin says. Maybe we could say Chizkiyahu did it, because a person maybe could give a little pain if it's going to cause a tremendous Kedusha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And always, just to end off with a small idea on this whole topic, Rabbi Bezalel Radinsky deals with a beautiful idea, and says, how could Rachel Aminu lie when Lavan's looking for the truffle, and he's going to everyone's tent, and he starts with Rachel first, Rashi, because she's the rummager, and she even goes back to Rachel's tent, and Rachel says that it's she's in the dam, she has dam not dam nida, it's her time of the month where she has her menstrual cycle, and what happened was that's what she says, and Lavan doesn't check under her. Says Rabbi Rudinsky, how in the world can Rachel mean a lie? She's one of the imams. How could she lie? So Rav Zorbasin quotes, I believe the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, I believe that says, that Avodah Zarah is metame like a nida. The same way Avodah Zarah gives off impurity, same so too, nida gives off impurity. Says Rav Zorbasin now, was Rachel lying? No, she was saying, she was saying that the Maisa, it may be imams in her time for a menstrual cycle, but she had the same tumah as nida is that Avodah Zarah emits as well. As the Gemara says the same tumah for nida is a tumah for Avodah Zarah. Bez Hashem, we should be zochet to always be mekadosh Hashem's name in all our actions, Bez Hashem. And to realize that every pasuk in the Torah has a lot of different messages, and we just have to dig deeper and find them. Shkoyach.